Just a quick note before you listen to this episode, it does contain some language that some people might find offensive.
Welcome to Pop Culture Happy Hour. I am Stephen Thompson. Today, we are bringing you a tremendous discussion about women's contribution to music in the 21st century. It's part of NPR Music's ambitious Turning the Tables project. Its goal is to reimagine the popular music canon with women at the center. Recently, All Songs Considered had a conversation about the project. It is stuffed with great music and great minds, and we think you'll love it.
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers. Hey, Ann.
Hey.
NPR Music's Sydney Madden also here.
Hi, Robin.
And Marissa LaRusso.
Hey there.
And on this week's show, we're going to celebrate some of the greatest songs by 21st century women. And we start with the singer Amory and her song, One Thing. So why are we doing this? Why are we celebrating songs by 21st century women? Well, it's part of an ongoing series that NPR Music launched last year called Turning the Tables. And it's a series that began with what some might consider a provocative question. And that is, what would the canon of popular music look like if women were put at the center of it? And this resulted in, well, a bunch of essays and a big list, the 150 greatest albums by women. That published last summer. And then this summer, the series returned with a new list, the 200 greatest songs, specifically by 21st century women. I want to start with music, and we'll go around the room, and you've all brought songs that you want to play. And Sydney, this Amory cut is one that you picked.
Yeah, this is absolutely one of my favorite songs from Amory and from the early aughts. But it stands out to me on the list just because it stands out so vividly in my memory. It really defined 2005 for me. The horns, the big band in the video, her dancing in the shorts, like she was like showing off her legs. There was like a mini scat session in the beginning. I don't know. And this is off Amory's sophomore album. So it isn't even her introduction to mainstream or to R&B, but this was like her big push. And I feel, especially in the video, this was her moment to be like grown and sexy, a la kind of sort of how Rihanna did with 2007's Umbrella. And another thing I love about it is there's like inflections of jazz and go-go, and her being a DC native, I think this was a really cool way to like pay homage to go-go in a sly, girlish type of way.
I had forgotten about it until I saw it on this list. So.
That's a great thing about the list, though. Yeah. It's like when you think of the scope of time, it's only 18 years, but music has changed so much.
Right. And as you said, this song came out in 2005.
Yep.
And it landed on spot number 124 on this list. So why don't we talk about why you put this list together? And maybe you should start by just telling us about the original Turning the Table series, how it got started, and then we can get into this year's.
My friend Jill Sternheimer, who is director of public programs at Lincoln Center, we came up with this idea of turning the tables of an ongoing project that would really seek to recenter women. And not just women, actually. The Turning the Tables concept is really designed to challenge conventional hierarchies and canons beyond just the simple binary of male and female. But trying to figure out how to kind of frame this project, we came up with this idea of the list. And I have to say that I have always hated lists, you know, and I have always struggled like crazy with lists. But nonetheless, I had to admit that there is a power to a list. So when it came to this year, you know, we'd confronted history in a way. And I thought to myself, like, What about history in the making? What about this moment? Is there a way to kind of intervene in the canon as it's being formed? And we really wanted it to start a conversation about what we'll remember in 50 years, you know, and particularly how women and non-binary artists have shaped not just the sound, but the sensibility and the subject matter of pop in this moment.
And let's get to one of your picks.
So one artist with whom I've been obsessed is Jenny Lewis. And I really feel that Jenny Lewis is possibly the best pop songwriter, indie pop, whatever you want to call her, of this century, of this moment. And I don't know, with her, every record is better than the next. And this song, I love it. It's called Just One of the Guys.
Song kind of breaks my heart.
How come?
I know.
Just the idea that she would try, that she wants to be part of something and she's not being let in just because of who she is.
Mm-hmm.
This is the genius of Jenny Lewis, is that, yes, you can read the song that way, but you can also read the song with an arched eyebrow and say, well, that's exactly how people expect a woman to feel when she hits midlife, you know, that I'm just another lady without a baby. But
right.
But the way she sings it, the way it's phrased, they all say, well, yeah, maybe not, you know, like maybe not. Maybe that clock is ticking. Maybe that clock is a simulation. You know, maybe it's an external voice that I think is an internal voice. And Dolly Parton did the same thing, you know, when she sang Dumb Blonde. It's not like she really thought she was a dumb blonde. So I think, you know, women songwriters often are playing around with this stuff where, you know, the very moment that we think pathos is going to take over, there's like this wry rejection, or it's just a complexity, you know?
Yeah, as we were talking about that song, I was just thinking, I feel like throughout that song, Jenny Lewis is kind of subtly critiquing all of these men around her. And so when she says, I can't be one of the guys, it kind of makes you wonder, why would she want to be? When
right.
she sees the way that these men behave, why would she want to be like them?
Right.
And it kind of makes me think about another song on the list that I really love, which was number 16, Mitski's Your Best American Girl.
If I could, I'd be your little spoon and kiss your fingers for
God, this song. It is so good.
So what I love about this song is...
I'm just like...
Robin
like,
is devastated
I want that,
over
I
there.
I want that drop to just last forever. Yeah, that moment is like, I want that to be... Can I just be my life for the rest of my life? That
right.
one moment.
What I love about this song is that it does two things at once. On the one hand, it's so rooted in Mitski's personal story about feeling like she's not American enough for this American boy, for feeling like she's the wrong kind of woman for him, that her upbringing prevents her from having this thing that she wants and kind of wondering if she should even want it at all. So that's like a very personal story about this one Asian American woman's experience. And then on the other hand, she kind of appropriates all of these rock tropes, that beautiful big moment that you talked about, Robin, where these huge guitars come in. It's not something that you associate with femininity or with women musicians. And she's kind of forcing that narrative to tell her story, which I just think is so powerful.
There are 200 songs on this list, and we're barely even scratching the surface of the surface, but we haven't really played any hip-hop yet.
Yeah, there's some great representations of hip-hop on the list. And I like, as with other genres, it shows the real depth and breadth of hip-hop. Like, you've got No Name on there. There's Eve and Gwen Stefani's Let Me Blow Your Mind. Rhapsody, Black and Ugly from her sophomore album, which is a huge standout. And Beyonce has a great feature on Nicki Minaj's Feeling Myself. And that came in at number 68 on the list.
Yo, B, they ready. Let's go.
Feeling myself, I'm feeling myself. I'm 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 feeling myself.
I'm with some hood girls looking back at it, and a good girl in my tax bracket. Got a black card and less sex habit. These Chanel bags is a bad habit. I do balls, Dale Mavericks. My Maybach, black matted. Bitch never left, but I'm back at it. And I'm feeling myself, Jack Rabbit. Feeling myself, back off, cause I'm feeling myself, jack off. He be thinking about me when he wax off. Wax on? National anthem, hats off. Then I curve that nigga like a bad horse. Let me get a number two with some Mac sauce. Or on a run tour with my mask off.
I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my, feeling myself. I'm feeling myself. I'm feeling my.
Know where you was when that digital pop, I stopped the world. Male or female, it make no difference, I stopped the world. World stop. Carry on.
This is a great example of two black women at the top of their game doing kind of something seen as out of the ordinary in hip-hop, which is women doing the lyrical acrobatics on a song. And I love how they're both trading verses, both singing and rapping. So we hear Beyonce rapping on here. We hear a little bit of Nicki singing. And it's literally about owning the alpha ethos that they've worked so hard to earn, you know? And on this song, this is where we hear B drop the now classic line, change the game with that digital drop. You know when you were when that digital pop, stop the world, male or female, make no difference, stop the world. And one thing that Nicki Minaj has done that has really separated her from a lot of other women rappers in the field in the new millennium is that she not only gives you different flows, she literally gives you different characters on the same song. So she switches up her flow pattern many times on this song, as she does on some of her other hits like Super Bass, which is also on the list, and Truffle Butter, Roman's Revenge. Like, she's done a lot of work to curate her characters and her alter egos, I'll say, because she gives you each one in different progressions on a song, which is what makes her so entertaining.
We have to take a short break, but when we come back, I want to talk a bit more about how you went about picking the songs that ended up on this list, the list of the 200 greatest songs by 21st century women.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Wix.com, a web platform for creating your own professional website. With Wix, whether it's your first time creating a website or you're a longtime pro, you can do it yourself. Choose from hundreds of stunning templates or start from scratch with drag-and-drop technology and powerful web features. Join over 125 million people already using Wix to create their own websites. Go to Wix.com to create yours today. So what will you create?
It's All Songs Considered from NPR Music. I'm Robin Hilton. I'm here with Ann Powers and Marissa LaRusso and Sydney Madden. And we are talking about some of the greatest songs by 21st century women. How did you even begin to do this? I mean, what was the process and the criteria you used to determine where songs fell on this list? Were you looking for songs that were important songs or songs that were just great songs or, you know?
In terms of process, we invited about 70 women and non-binary writers from NPR and freelance writers who we admire and folks from NPR member stations across the country to help us with this list. And the nuts and bolts is that we asked folks to vote for 20 songs by women and non-binary artists who debuted on or after January 1st, 2000. So we wanted these really to be artists who had the biggest or most important moments of their career in the new millennium to try to make this canon feel current and erase maybe some of the nostalgia that would creep in if we were looking maybe a little bit further in the past. And we kept the criteria for greatness intentionally vague. We wanted people to think about songs that defined innovation in this moment, defined the sound of this moment, defined greatness, both in terms of the charts, but also in terms of people's own experiences and the songs that shaped their lives.
I will say that one reason why we went with songs was because the playlist is what's changing music in the 21st century. And there's been so much kind of negative talk about playlists and about streaming and how that's degrading the quality of music. But I think this playlist proves otherwise. And it flows amazingly, I think, as a playlist. So I think the playlist is a jam.
Let's go to another cut. Marissa, let's do one of yours.
Sure. Let's play some Beyoncé.
B. Beyonce, Single Ladies. This is from her 2008 record, I Am Sasha Fierce. And this one came in really high at number 3. I wouldn't have been surprised if it came in at number 1. But Marissa, why don't you tell me what it is you love about this one and how it ended up in the place it ended up on the list?
I mean, I feel like it's kind of impossible to talk about 21st century women musicians without talking about Beyonce. And she actually had 4 songs on the list. She was the only artist on the list with that many songs. So Single Ladies was number 3, Formation was number 19, Crazy in Love was number 48, and Countdown was number 103. Because Beyonce has done so much in the last 18 years, it would be kind of impossible to try to capture everything she's done on this list in one song, or frankly, even 2 songs. And it was contentious among our voters in terms of which Beyonce songs would be on the list and where they would rank. So Single Ladies and Formation were kind of the top 2 by a long shot, but Beyonce has so many great songs. It was hard to narrow it down. I think what stands out about Single Ladies is that it was such a hit, both in terms of the sound of the song and also the video. It was so viral and perhaps the first viral music video of its kind. Mm-hmm. It really showed that Beyonce was not an artist who was interested in working in just one medium. She was going to do a lot of stuff. And in terms of the themes of the song, it's very much a song about kind of valuing yourself or being valued in a romantic relationship, but she does it in this very kind of fun, flirty way that is just peak Beyonce.
You mentioned Formation. That was actually the song that I thought when I heard you were doing this list, I assumed it was going to be number 1. And it actually was, what did it end up being?
Number 19.
Yeah, number 19. I have to admit, this isn't the first time I've been pretty naive. But you know, when I first looked at the when I first started thinking about this list that you were putting together and started reading some of the essays and everything, I thought, are women really that undervalued as musicians? Is their work really not represented? I mean, women have dominated my top 10 lists for years, and certainly a lot of the ones we do at NPR Music. And then when I read your piece, Marissa, I was appalled. I just could not believe some of those stats.
Yeah, everybody go read Marissa's essay. It's called
Absolutely.
Women Are the Fabric of 21st Century Pop. It really will give you a guide to how to understand this playlist that we did.
Yeah, something that stuck out to me that Anne had said when we were working on creating the list was that we want to think about, you know, 15 or 20 years or 30 or 50 years down the road when people are looking at this moment in music history, what are they going to remember? And it's easy to think, you know, we definitely have more female representation in music, and you know, we certainly couldn't talk about this moment without talking about Beyonce or Taylor Swift. But there are definitely other ways in which, you know, women's voices and the voices of non-binary artists are kind of getting shut out of the conversation. So like if you look at the last 6 Grammy Awards, 90.7% of the nominees were male. 90.7%, that's overwhelming. Or you look at streaming. There are reporters like Liz Pelly, who worked on Turning the Tables with us this year. She's written about the way that streaming services often recommend you listen to male artists. And then when you listen to those male artists, it thinks, oh, this person likes male artists and just keeps recommending them to you, which effectively shuts women's voices out of people's, you know, listening practices. And then also if you look at, you know, lists that are being made of the best music of this moment or the best music maybe of the first 10 years of the new millennium, you'll have Beyonce at the top, you'll have Rihanna at the top. But the further you go down those lists, it starts to kind of feel like you have your token women and then the rest of it is often male artists. But especially in lists of the best music, if you look at different genres, it's so easy for women's voices and the voices of non-binary artists to get kind of sidelined or marginalized. And yet those are the people who are kind of at the center of innovation in different genres. So we really wanted to make this list a historical document so that in 20 or 30 or 50 years, people don't forget about these voices and these contributions.
And also, don't forget to read, Sydney, you did that great dialogue with Stephanie Fernandez about women in R&B and Latinx music and how we got to this moment where, you know, I often feel like sonically that's where so much innovation is happening. Women are just like killing it in Latinx and R&B music.
I think that really plays into why I chose the next track that I chose, which is Tyrant by Kali Uchis featuring Georgia Smith. And it just shows how reggae and Latin music is kind of seeped into this cerebellum, I want to say, of pop and R&B in the 21st century in ways that people don't even notice until you actually dig deep and look at the originators.
Baby, like El Chapo. Till you said you would cut off the whole world. If little old me would be yours. Whoa. Mira, mira, míralo. Papi está rico, papi está guapo. The world's been asking us to lose control. All we ever do is French like Bridget Bardot.
Tyrant came in at 122 on the list, and it was her lead single of her debut album called Isolation, which dropped earlier this year. And what I love so much about this song is that Kali Uchis, as an artist, growing up, she split her time between Virginia and the United States and then living in Colombia. So she's a Colombian-American artist, and she really uses every part of her upbringing to give you a multifaceted story within her tracks. The beat has underlying tones of and drum patterns of dembow, albeit like slowed to a sultry molasses type of pace. And this song and the album in general, it makes use of kind of a bilingual bubblegum pop sound, but the messaging of the song follows a trope that's really typical in reggaeton and also in like classic country music, where it's delivering a very blunt or very sad message in like a peachy, airy, upbeat type of package and the melody. And the more I've listened to her and the more I've kind of dissected her sound this year, she really reminds me of a Hispanic amalgamation of Dolly Parton and Lana Del Rey and Rihanna. And that's such a weird and that's such a weird space to occupy right now, but she's doing it really well, and that's a great example of somebody who's reclaiming their cultural roots within the pop space.
I imagine you faced a lot of challenges in putting this list together, and you had some complicated conversations around gender, how you talk about gender and non-binary artists. How did you think through that and arrive at some of the artists that you arrived at?
Yeah, we definitely in this project kind of wanted to acknowledge the fact that conversations around gender are definitely changing in this moment. When we set out to make this list, we knew that we wanted our understanding of the term woman to definitely be big enough and inclusive enough to include anyone who identifies as a woman. So we had a handful of transgender women artists on the list too. And then we also considered non-binary identity.
For me, the career of Anoni is one that's really taught me so much about the evolution of identity, the evolution of sound. When I first started listening to this amazing voice, she was called Antony in the group Antony and the Johnsons. More recently, started talking about her identity publicly as Anoni. And her music is often really deeply inside the experience of transformation. And I wanted to play the song Drone Bomb Me, in which Anoni speaks through the voice of a young girl in Afghanistan whose family has been killed by a drone bomb. And it's a song about the wish for annihilation, but it also is a song about the inimitable human spirit, the urge to express even when expression has been so deeply invalidated by the political moment. And it's just one of the most, I don't know, just one of the greatest songs of recent years. So let's hear Drone Bomb Me.
So drone bomb me.
Sounds like Anerny. Mm. I mean, this is just incredible. Came in at number 77 on the list. We could keep going on for hours. There's so much great music on this list, but let's just say that the series is continuing. In fact, you just launched a new set of essays, starting with one about Rihanna.
Yeah, we're going to be publishing essays about the 25 most influential women and non-binary artists of the 21st century. So Rihanna was first because we argue she is the most influential musician of the new century. But yeah, it's going to be really exciting to kind of see different arguments about ways that women and non-binary artists are shaping the sound of music today.
People can read that essay and read a whole lot more. What else do you have online now?
So we have the list of 200 songs. We have places where you can stream the songs, hear them all online. And essays kind of about why we did this series and why we did it the way that we did and what it represents about women's music in the 21st century.
We can't wrap up the show without playing what came in at number one on the list, right? I mean, we should go out on it because it was, for me, again, like, I wasn't thinking of the list the same way you were at initially, and you've obviously put a lot more thought into this than I have. But I was very surprised to see what came in at number one.
I was surprised, too. As someone who voted, I voted for the song, but I did not think it would come in at number one. But the number one song on the list is MIA's Paper Planes.
It got votes from a huge percentage of our voters. I think there were just a ton of people who were participating in Turning the Tables who thought, we can't make a list of the greatest songs by women of the 21st century without having Paper Planes on there. And so it rose right to number one.
There was never a moment where it wasn't going to be number one. I mean, sometimes in lists like this, there might be a tiebreaker. And the number two song, Maps by the Yeah, 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 certainly got a lot of votes. But yeah, Paper Planes was the clear front runner. And, you know, I'll just say this. I know MIA is a controversial artist. You know, she's, and her career has been, you know, up and down. But Paper Planes contains so much that the 21st century pop is, and it is at its best, right? You know, it's a woman's voice at the front. It's very internationalist in its attitude. It's political. It's also fun. It's just so many things that when I think of music now, I think of that. And, you know, just the hook, like, who can resist?
All right, we'll go out on MIA, Paper Planes. Thanks so much, Ann Powers, Marissa LaRusso.
Thank you.
And Sydney Madden.
Thank you, always.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Robin Hilton.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I go visit them in my name. If you come around, hey, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, if you come around, hey, I'll make them all day. I get one down in a second if you wait. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name. Sometimes I think sitting on trains. Every stop I get to, I'm clocking that game. Everyone's a winner, we're making our fame. Bonafide hustler, making my name.
Hey, it's Guy Raz here, and on the latest TED Radio Hour, how to talk about death candidly.
Being able to accept that someday I will decompose, there is something comforting to me about that.
You can find the TED Radio Hour wherever you listen to podcasts.